Okay, so let's look at how we can load test our web applications. Load testing web applications always starts by creating a web test first. Okay, so I'm going to create a very quick little web test here. I'm going to navigate out to my site. My site is notiontfs:9090. And we're going to test the login and see how many people can log into my website at one time. So I'm going to hit the login button on my website. Go ahead and type in my username and password. Hit login. And what I want to go ahead and do is log out there, stop my test. Now you'll see here this is called Web Test 2. I can of course go in here and actually save this out as something a little bit more appropriate, and we'll call it Login Web Test. Hit save. There we go. And what that's going to allow me to do now is create a load test on top of that. I'll say let's create a new test. This time I'll create a load test. And I'll call this load test login. Click OK, and it's going to run me through a scenario wizard now where I can go through and pick the high volume login as the name of my scenario. High volume login. Hit next. Pick a load pattern. Let's do a step load where I start with, let's say, 200 users, and then every 10 seconds I'll add another 20 users up to a maximum of, say, 500 users. Okay? Then I can pick my test, my login web test here, to be the test that I want to execute. Pick my browser mix, pick my network mix. All of these options are settable after the fact. We're going to spend the most time looking at counters, and we'll come back to that in just a second once we go ahead and finish through the wizard. So I'll just hit next there, set how long I want my test to run, 2 minutes will be fine, hit finish. All of those options are now settable here, and what I want to show you is how we can manipulate and set what we call thresholds. What I want to do is basically figure out two things. I want to get a first of a gauge of how much CPU time am I actually looking at using here, and then I want to figure out how many users can my server in fact support, how many users can log in at the exact same time. So what I'm going to do is come in here, go to my counter sets option, and actually add a custom counter set, and then add counters to that by right-clicking on that custom counter set. I can navigate down, and what I'm going to do is let's look at the processor performance. Pick processor time total. And what that allows me to do now is right-click on percent processor time total and add a threshold rule. The way the threshold rule works is I'm going to alert if the value for is a threshold of 20% CPU utilization, or just to make sure we get this, let's go and say 15%, and we'll say 60% there. Okay? I'm going to alert if that value is over. I'm going to click OK. And simply run my load test now, but before I do that, I do need to make sure that I've got that particular counter set mapping set for my computer. So I'll say add computer, Notion TFS, and notice that custom counter set shows up here, custom one, click OK. I'm also going to go ahead and not store my load test results in the database, save my test off, and simply run my load test. So now when it kicks off my load test, what that's going to do for me, we'll go ahead and expand this out a little bit. I'm going to go ahead and add to my display my percent processor time. Go ahead and select that. Notice the little red X here. What that little red X indicates is that at that particular interval, that value exceeded my threshold rule of 60% for CPU utilization. Notice the exclamation point here. That's when it exceeded the 15% warning threshold, but did not exceed the 60% threshold for critical errors. So what this allows you to do is set information so that we can figure out, is my test actually passing or failing, right? Are we getting errors? Are we getting warnings? Is this something I should analyze? So the essential idea is if I have this load test, and this is the load test that I always run, and I want to kind of gauge the information off of this, I would simply run the test, and if everything passes without errors, without warnings, this was a successful test, my application performs well. I don't even need to look at any of the details unless I get threshold violations, as I'm getting in this case. Right, so I would go in, dig into the details, and find out what my problems are, and I would see that these are actually performance problems here with my CPU utilization. So that's one mechanism that we have. And what you'll also see here is that my load's going to be stepping up with my user load. So we can see my user load stepping up by 20 every time. There's another mechanism that we have at our disposal that's actually pretty handy. I'm going to go ahead and stop this test, close that down, go back to my load test over here. If I come over to my scenarios, go to my high volume login, we actually have some additional options that we can set here. Notice that this is where the test mix, browser mix, and network mix is set up, but this is also where I can determine my pattern of load. So you have actually three options. The wizard only lets you choose constant or step-based. There's also this option called goal-based. With goal-based, what you can do is you can actually have the engine manipulate the user load to try and achieve a particular amount of, in this case, CPU utilization. So I'm going to say Notion TFS. I want to watch the total processor performance here. And I want to keep it between, we'll say, between 50 and 80. I'll say 60 and 80. There we go. And then let me expand this out so you can see the other options here. The initial user count, 200. Maximum user count, 1,000. I'll say the minimum user count will be 50. Then the last couple options you're going to see here is the maximum user count, decrement, and increment. So mine takes some pretty substantial changes to see an impact. So I'm going to say 25 there. What this allows me to do now is when I run my test, the user load will automatically adjust with the intent of keeping the processor in this range between 80 and 60. So this also allows me to say, you know, where I'm comfortable is kind of having my processor in that range on a normal basis. How many users could be logging in and I could actually be achieving that? Notice I still have the threshold rules on as well. So normally I'd be removing the threshold rules if I was intentionally trying to throttle it up between 60 and 80. So what we'll be seeing here now is my user load's actually going to kind of hop around a little bit. So here's my user load right here. Let me go ahead and expand this out just a little bit so we can see it better. So see it goes 200, 225, 250, 225. It's actually bouncing around with the goal essentially of getting the little purple line, right, for lack of a better term there, which is my percent processor time, within that range between 60 and 80. So it's going to kind of bounce around here a little bit until it can really find the sweet spot there to get it in that range. So again, this allows you a little bit more flexibility. All of this is managed. You'll see it kind of starts getting towards a mean here over time as it starts figuring out what the right load needs to be. All of those settings are actually controlled over here. So you can set basically two different things. You can set how do you want to actually generate load, and then you can, in addition to that, you can go through and figure out do you want to set up particular threshold rules. If you'd like to get additional information on Visual Studio Team System, there's a couple of resources for you. Obviously, the product homepage on msdn.microsoft.com is a great place to start. When you go to the Visual Studio Team System homepage, you're going to have information about how to learn it, how to try it, how to buy it. One great thing to do is to actually go underneath the download sections over on the left. That's going to take you to a page. It's going to have information on what you can actually download. If you go down, there's actually going to be the option for trial software. And notice here under the popular downloads, there's actually a Visual Studio 2005 Team Suite Trial Edition. And there's also Team Foundation Server Trial Edition that you can download. That allows you to test all of the client functionality for 180 days before trying to determine do you need a particular team edition? Do you want Team Suite? What do you actually need to support your development processes in your organization? So that's a very great resource for you. There's also another great resource, Team System Rocks. The Team System Rocks page here, let me actually navigate to the home page, actually has a Team System news blog, which kind of keeps you up to date on the latest stuff going on with Team System. If you navigate to the tutorials, that's actually going to have tutorial videos that you can watch that have a lot of information about the different features. You'll notice the ones over here on the left are very short, you know, sometimes 1 or 2 minutes or less. The ones over here on the right are much longer videos. So you'll see 15-minute videos, 24-minute videos on specific topics. So this is a secondary resource you can use as well. So keep both of those in mind as you're trying to learn more about Team System.